I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for taking the time to listen or to download this podcast. It's the first in a series of 20 that charts the rise of the land of my parents, Jamaica, since independence in 1962. For an island of less than 3 million people, it has had a profound effect throughout the world with its music, culture, and sporting prowess. This is not just a story of reggae music, and many of the people featured on the series are not even Jamaican, but all in some way have been touched by its influence. I'm a frustrated historian and decided to do this project because I fell in love with Mike Duncan's The History of Rome podcast and Neil McGregor's amazing The World's in 100 Objects. Whilst not being up to their high standards, I hope that you will find my series How Jamaica Conquered the World has worth, and you'll also find it enjoyable. There is a website, www.howjamaicaconqueredtheworld, where you can see the forthcoming shows and many of the people that will feature in the series. You can also go there to add comments and to get involved in the project, so please stop by. Alternatively, you can email me at royfield@gmail.com. That's Royfield spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D @gmail.com.
This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start, Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is how Jamaica conquered the world.
Independence on August the 6th, 1962. 300 years of British colonial rule were approaching their end. Many struggles there had been, many obstacles to overcome. But all were past, and Jamaica, the happy island of the Caribbean, was moving surely forward in unity to the inevitable and transcendent achievement of independence.
Any country that can weld into a harmonious unity the sort of heritage we possess, where people drawn from England and Europe and Africa and all the nations of the East are mingled and mixed in every combination that one can conceive, makes a contribution by example.
And here's to independence. The youth of Jamaica is confident in the future of their country. Led by the Prime Minister and the Princess, Jamaica goes wild with excitement.
I'm Anthony Johnson, Jamaican High Commissioner to the Court of St. James. The flag came about by simply Sir Alexander Bustamante, the new Prime Minister, asking the committee members to come up with a flag. And they suggested that we use the West Indies federal flag, a blue and white. Sir Alexander took it and said, no, no, we must have our own flag. And they said, well, but what can we do? We have to have a flag. Time is on us. And that's the reason why we chose this. He said, no, no, this is going to be something permanent. And he got somebody, and this is one of the great mysteries up to now. No one knows who it was that Sir Alexander spoke to. And next day, he showed up with a flag. And to the horror of everyone, it did not have red, white, or blue, the Union Jack, which everybody had been grown and seen, and nor was it the sky blue of the Federation. And it had, for heaven's sake, black, which shocked everyone because they couldn't think of any other flag that had that. And it had green and yellow. It was very controversial, but Bustamante was not a man to take anybody and they saying him. So the entire committee went along with it. And people said, well, you know, we only have a few months. Let us see how it goes. Jamaicans all over the world love their flag more than they love red striped beer. So that has been one tremendous success.
And when this flag came, it was unfurled and it was flying outside on the roof of the school. Everybody saying, oh, that's our new flag. That's the flag of Jamaica.
Our independence will have on August 6th.
My name's Joyce Brown.
We're gonna be.
And I live in Birmingham, in England. And I've been here now since 1964. I grew up in St. Andrews, in the country. Well, all I can remember was that everybody was just euphoric. Everybody was just excited about independence. You know, you'd hear people standing on the corner of roads and talking about, oh, yes, we're going to be independent, so we're going to be independent.
The Honourable Sir Alexander Bustamante led the members of his Jamaica Labour Party. Their supporters cheered them all the way from the Duke Street headquarters to Gordon Hall.
Never have Jamaicans been so gay, cleaning up, painting up for Independence Day. Ask anyone from tots to grandpops, they all say, clean up, paint up for Independence Day.
You couldn't help but feel the great excitement of the period. And as I said, with an average growth rate of over 6% per annum, we were then the fastest growing country in the developing world.
I remember being very emotional. In fact, I'm still emotional.
I remember my first outfit was this black dress with green and gold piping all over it. And so I was in the Jamaican colors and feeling so great. It was a wonderful feeling.
Everybody was just ecstatic. And I was like, well, why is it so great that, you know, we're going to be independent from England? Because most people talk about England in those days as the mother country. And I was thinking, well, why are we so happy not to be a part of this mother country anymore? But I realised afterwards, and the years after, obviously, you know, coming here and stuff, that Jamaicans and Jamaica saw it as growing up.
Independent Jamaica! Hip hip hooray!
The hour of midnight approaches. 30,000 Jamaicans and their distinguished guests, including Princess Margaret and Vice President Lyndon Johnson, assemble in the National Stadium. They are privileged to participate in the main ceremony heralding Jamaica's independence, an event which comes but once in the history of a people. At 3 minutes to midnight, the flag of Jamaica is borne into the arena by runners of the Boys' Brigade and received by the Prime Minister, who hands it to a warrant officer of the Jamaica Defense Force. British flag, which has flown over Jamaica for the past three centuries, is about to be replaced by the Jamaica national flag, heralding the birth of the new nation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.